Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin has been stripped of her title because pageant officials have discovered she can stand up. Janelle Lee, who has muscular dystrophy, was photographed by the local newspaper there in Appleton, Wisconsin, standing up among her school math students. She's a high school teacher. And, well, they saw that photograph, the Miss Wheelchair Wisconsin folks, and said, yank her crown. Her quote, "I've been made to feel as if I can't represent the disabled citizens of Wisconsin because I'm not disabled enough." And with that, she immediately hacked off her right leg and put a bullet in her left knee. Now, there's a good sport. Janelle Lee had planned to go to the national pageant with her younger sister, who also has muscular dystrophy, and won the competition in Minnesota. Students at her high school, where she teaches, raised $1,000 for her trip to the national pageant. But the move by the state pageant officials is being supported by the national board. Candidates for the crown have to be seen in public using wheelchairs. According to the Miss Wheelchair America treasurer, there are women out there who are in their wheelchairs full-time who get offended if they see someone standing up. We can't have title holders out there standing up when they're seen in public. So the crown now goes to first runner-up Michelle Kearney of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who will travel to New York City for the national pageant. And just to ensure she keeps the crown, Kearney will travel without arms or legs. She says she's not even going to stand on principle. So Janelle Lee has muscular dystrophy, but just isn't handicapped enough for the good folks running that pageant in Wisconsin. She was apparently occasionally able to stand up, and that just really ticked off a lot of other handicapped people over there in Wisconsin. "Look at her stand up," they'd say. "Look at her. Look at her stand. They ought to yank her crown. She's standing. Yank her crown now or break her fibula, her tibia or something." I wonder when FDR would stand to give speeches occasionally, if that ticked off polio victims. "God, I hate it when he stands. Someone knock him over. He's not really handicapped. Not really. That wheelchair is more of a prop, I think. No, it's more of a go-kart. He's using it as a go-kart. He's ultimately just a lazy bastard." You know, years ago, I used to watch a television show called Ironside. You remember, with Raymond Burr? He played the role of a cop in a wheelchair. And during that time, I also found myself watching a television talk show one night where Raymond Burr was introduced, and he came out walking. Healthy as can be. I threw a freaking hissy fit. Stalked him for years afterwards with tripwire.